centrical.
Okay.
I'm tired, man. Imperial Lather is our story for the Central African Republic, which also is my most favouritely named country in the world, because it pretty much does exactly what a country name needs to do, which is tell you what kind of country it is and where it is, and it doesn't do anything else. And it's a story about Emperor Bokassa, who was the post-independence emperor of the Central African Republic when it became independent from its European colonial ruling power, which is France. And Bokassa was not a nice man. He was not a good man. He was the kind of man who, there are unsubstantiated rumours about, that he ate his political enemies and he kept their organs in the freezer. That in itself has never been proved, but he certainly was incredibly politically repressive and economically rapacious. He diverted a large percentage of the country's gross domestic product into building himself a palace. He was that kind of man. And in order to keep the population of the Central African Republic from rising up and quite reasonably throwing him out of the country and probably stringing him up from something tall, the myth that he sold to them, this was in the days before the internet and before international TV reporting, certainly in the CAR, was that the Central African Republic had an empire of which he was emperor, and he basically took the map of the world and he said, we own this, 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 this and this, until it appeared to the people of his country, who didn't know any different, that the Central African Republic owned an empire that was actually, I think, larger than the British Empire at its largest point. And they had no choice but to swallow this, because there was no other means of getting accurate information. So Imperial Lather is the story of a man who kept power, an emperor, because he did crown himself the emperor, who kept power in his own country by completely faking the empire that he was supposed to be emperor of. Here you go.